Street, made very, very, very famous by David Bowie and Mick Jagger, of course, during Live Aid. Right, it's Phoenix FM with Mike. It's 6 minutes past two. I've got three lovely ladies in the studio. To my left, I have Paula. Say hello, Paula.
Hello.
And then to my right, I have Candy.
Hello.
And behind her, we have Palmer. Say hello, Palmer. Nothing. I said she'd be rubbish, didn't I? She's two and a half. Two and a half. We can't expect her to say much. Oh, she's going to be very, very well behaved. What have you got there? Biscuit carrots. She likes her carrots. Right, why are we here? We're here to talk about The Odd Couple because you two are the principals in a brand new ad hoc presentation of Neil Simon's female version of The Wonderful Odd Couple. How did that happen? How did you two get together?
Well, I've been with Ad Hoc for about 5 years now, and we each year we do sort of a different play in around about May, as we're part of a festival that runs every year, mm-hmm. From May until July. And a couple of years ago, we sort of were having a look at a few different scripts and stuff, and we sort of played with different ones that we were going to go for, and then last year we tried something slightly different, a bit more serious rather than just comedy, and then we thought we'd go back to comedy this year, and then we found The Odd Couple. We had a read through, everyone really liked it, and then Paula came on board with us a couple of months ago in about February time.
Yeah.
It's a hard process, isn't it? I think it's the hardest thing is to choose the right play, really. It is really difficult because you've got to look at how many cast people in it, male and females, etc. So how many people actually in The Odd Couple?
Oh, eight cast members.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's six girls. Two guys.
You need to come a little bit closer to that because you're
really?
That's better. That's better because you've got a lovely voice.
I'm usually blasting everyone out.
No, you're. I bet you are. You're not a singer, are you?
I used to be.
I thought you might. I just didn't know. So, you say you've been with Ad Hoc for 5 years. How did you get involved in the first place?
I literally went onto Google and googled local theatre groups and just went along. Really liked all the guys that were there, felt really welcome, and just went from there. I got involved first of all doing sound and lighting, and then follow up. I just ended up being part of the actual play itself that they put on each year. And we also do festivals and things as well.
Yeah,
so lots going on.
Oh, I've seen you. I have seen you.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen a few ad hocs in my time. Yeah. Where's Ad Hoc based?
In Hornchurch is where we rehearse.
Yeah.
And we perform all over Havering, really.
Yeah, because you do the Queens, you've done Brentwood Theatre. Yeah. So where is Odd Couple on at?
It's on at the Brentwood Theatre.
It's on at the Brentwood Theatre, yeah. Friends are going tonight, actually, to see... I've forgotten.
Female Transport.
That's the one.
Yeah, I'm going tonight as well.
You're going tonight as well. I was going to go tonight with my partner, but I'm going to go and see Ghost Train in Erith because we're doing Ghost Train next. So I always like to go and see... I love travelling all over the country to see other people's productions and stuff. That's the whole beauty of amateur theatre. It's fantastic. So you see some really good stuff.
You do. We did the Ghost Train a couple of years ago with Ingot Stone and Fry Erning.
Right.
And we was up there doing that for a little while as well.
Great show. So tell me, for those of you out there who don't know, tell us basically who's singing?
She's drunk on carrots.
Can you get drunk on carrots? That's a new one, yeah. So tell me what's the basic story behind The Odd Couple? Because this was obviously a play by Neil Simon, written in 65, and a very, very famous film with Jack Lemmon and...
Walter Matthau.
Walter Matthau, yeah. So who's who?
I'm the suicidal, neurotic, uptight, freak, housework freak.
So you're the Jack Lemmon character.
I'm the Jack Lemmon character.
Right, okay. So how much has he changed it then for females? Has he written just basically made it female?
To be fair, yes, he has. One, there's a female character that plays a cop, that is a cop, which was one of the poker buddies in the original film. And all of the friends come to the apartment not to play poker but to play Trivial Pursuit.
It's set in the
80s. Right, okay. So there's lots of horrific 80s costume going on.
And makeup.
Oh,
I see.
And but the characteristics of each character are basically the same as in the film, but instead of having the pigeon sisters upstairs, the English gigglies, we have two handsome Spanish men who live upstairs.
Okay, so and forgive me, this is not a gay thing. It wasn't a gay thing in the original, was it?
No.
You're just two characters who just don't get on. Well.
We do get on, but you're really good friends.
Yeah.
My character's husband. She's going through a marriage breakup. She splits up with her husband. And then my friend here says, oh, you can come and live with me. I'm really lonely. Yeah. Come and live with me. It'll be great. But it isn't.
It is because one of you's neurotic and one leaves a toothpaste off, that sort of stuff. Yeah.
So I like to throw things around. I like to leave my jacket on the floor when I come in, kick my shoes off wherever they land, and she wants to tidy everything up.
I polish the phone.
You polish the phone.
She cleans my fingerprints off my phone.
Oh, wow.
Some of her favourite fingerprints were on that phone.
Taken away.
What about the set? I mean, Bremer Theatre is awkward for set. What have you done about the set there?
We've got some flats that are owned by the group, so we kind of repaint them and decorate them to look like a room, if you like, a living room area. And we've got some doorways and things, so you'd never actually see any action in the kitchen or the bathroom or bedrooms. So they're all going to be off stage.
So
anyway.
It's just one set. Yeah,
it's just one set.
It's all set in one room.
Yeah. Wow. My living room.
Okay, yes, that's mine actually. We'll talk about that later. We chose some music, didn't we? Let's have a tune and we'll come back and talk some more. This is The Four Seasons and Big Girls Don't Cry. Don't cry, even little girls don't cry. We've got a little two and a half year old here in the studio today, and she's being so, so good. We're talking to the ladies from Ad Hoc, and I'll be back in a moment after these.
Stone for Home has come to Brentwood. With an extensive range of beautiful kitchens, stone worktops and glass splashbacks. All our worktops are made to measure by skilled craftsmen here in Essex, and feature Silestone, Quarella and other leading quartz and granite brands. Showrooms open 7 days a week. Come and see us at Wilson's Corner Brentwood and Dansk Furniture Outlet, Rayleigh. For friendly advice or to arrange a free survey and quotation, call our expert team on 01277 523 965 or see us online at stoneforhome.com.
Grab your onesie, gym jams or nightie for a pyjama party like no other. Take the Star Walk in Romford Town Centre for St Francis Hospice on Saturday, July the 16th. Bring a friend or bring a team for a great girls' night out. Sign up now for just £10. Go to sfh.org.uk. Help raise £50,000 needed from this year's night out. Be a star for your hospice and join the Star Walk.
Rayner Hughes Solicitors have been supporting our local community since 1968. We are an award-winning legal practice focused on helping you. Our solicitors are experienced in preparing wills, buying and selling properties, employment, litigation, family and business matters. For all your legal requirements, please call Rayner Hughes on 01277 226644 or visit us online at www.raynerhughes.com. Rayner Hughes, experienced, committed excellence.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It is. Palmer's. Palmer. Shh. Where is what? What is? Where is what? Where is it? No, it's gone all shy now. It's gone all shy. We're talking to three ladies from Ad Hoc Place. She's been ever so good. I think we've run out of carrots. Oh, no. What have we got? Biscuits. I haven't been offered a biscuit. Right, so how is the... Well, Mum's busy. Yeah. Paula, how is rehearsals going at the moment?
Yeah, great. We're sort of rehearsing quite a lot now.
Yeah.
Start off with, it's once a week, then it's twice a week, and Candy and I are actually having line-run rehearsals via Skype.
Well, why not? I mean, that's not a bad idea. By Skype, that's a good idea. Yeah. I never thought of that.
Because I live a bit further away. Oh, so
do you? Right.
Get together, it's easier to do it over the phone or online.
Fantastic. Could you keep your crisps quiet, please? Thank young lady. Thank you. All that. Bless her. She is beautiful, aren't you? You are a gorgeous young lady. You can be as pretty as your mum.
She's looking a bit dubious there.
So, big question. Are you off books yet, then?
Yes.
Well, look at the hesitation. Paula, come on. You were.
Couple of prompts now and again. But
I think the very, very last knockings of it are just going to break the back of, which I will do by the end of the weekend.
Okay, so you are playing, the two ladies. Was Felix Unger and Oscar Madison, but in the female version, you are now...
Florence Unger.
Yeah.
And Olive Madison.
Very clever. So the dialogue then is really only been slightly altered to make it... Well, aim to bring it up to date a little bit, i.e. the Trivial Pursuit, and... Is the dialogue changed completely?
It couldn't be the same script, because obviously there are different issues.
Yes, exactly, exactly, yeah. But he's used that as a basis, though, is it?
Yes, exactly the same concept, the same sort of characteristics with all the characters, the same concept of two friends and a wider group of friends.
And how the story plays out.
Yeah.
Sounds fantastic. So, where are we on? We're on at the Brentwood Theatre. This is the 26th to the 28th of May. 01277 200305. You have a website, adhocplayers.co.uk. You've got Facebook and Twitter, obviously. Yeah. Some groups don't, you know.
Do
you know
some? Really? I thought everybody had.
Yeah, you'd think they would, wouldn't you? But I'll tell you about that. Okay.
Easiest way to reach a wide audience.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Free
so, what's next for you?
In life or in...
not really, no. Not being rude, but don't care. But what's next for the Ad Hoc Players?
Ad Hoc. In September, we usually do the festival that's at the Brentwood Theatre. So we'll be doing that, which I think is the second or third week of
September. Yeah, we're entering that as well.
Oh, yeah.
The one actors.
Every year we pretty much do that for the Brentwood Catholic Society. Let's
see if we can all beat Neil Gray. That's what we need to do. Yeah.
Yes. We will. We'll all do it.
We did quite well last
year. We did. Came second in the festival.
Yeah, came second. I won Best Supporting Actress.
I think... It's weird. I won Best Supporting Actor at the Thurrock Festival in a play and then didn't get a mention at the Brentwood Festival in the same play. That's weird. Very strange. But there you go. Yeah, I didn't bribe the judge enough. The adjudicator, sorry. Yeah. There you go. So quite a busy year, because Ad Hoc, what, do 2 a year, 3 a year?
Well, one full festival, full play, and then we do usually one festival for definite, sometimes two. So we did one in March, which was the Waltham Forest Festival, and we're going to be doing September this year, but it's not always that we do two. But every year, round about May time, we do a full length.
Right.
Plus we do various fundraising things throughout the year.
Yeah.
We've done a couple of murder mysteries.
Quiz nights.
Yeah. It's a very, very busy group. How many in Ad Hoc?
About 16 of us that are regular members, but obviously due to scripts, we can't all be in every single one.
Oh, of course not, and it is difficult to get that balance right, isn't it?
Yeah, and we need people backstage, we need lighting. We wouldn't be able to do the shows if it wasn't for all the help as well that we get backstage and for doing the lighting and the sound and all that kind of stuff, and the director as well. So, yeah, we definitely needed Wendy on board with us this year.
I mean, the amateur world is a very busy one and an expensive one. You know, Chelmsford Operatic were in last week. You know, they do a show at the Queen's once a year. They do two shows a year, one at Brentwood and one at the Queen's. And the Queen's show cost them £40,000 to put on. Now, if you don't sell tickets for that, they're in a lot of trouble. And so they have to work really, really hard to sell their tickets. The group I'm involved in, you know, we've got a show this week at the Thameside. You know, it costs us over £5,000 to put a show on. So, you know, it's a lot of money to, you know, it's not down to any individual. You know, we're all amateur actors, etc., and directors, and it's a tough world out there. So ticket sales are always very important. So let's hope people come and see The Odd Couple. I'm definitely going to come.
Brilliant.
Excellent. When are you coming?
Yeah.
We'll exchange tickets. You can come and see my show, which is this week, and I'll come and see yours. I'll show you mine if you show me yours. How about that?
Deal.
Sounds like
a deal. Is that a deal?
Absolutely.
And do please feel free to come in any time. I'm sorry.
She's coming as well.
She's coming as well, yeah. I'm going to follow in Mum's footsteps, I expect.
Yeah, she's a bit of a drama queen, as is.
Ladies, I wish you all the best. I'm sure it's going to be brilliant, and I'm really looking forward to it. So that is The Odd Couple at the Brentwood Theatre, 26th to 28th of May. 01277 200 305 is the number. adhocplayers.co.uk. Facebook and Twitter pages, of course. Paula and Candy, thank you very much for coming in. We wish you the very, very best with it.
Thank you.